From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. No decision yet. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Thursday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. The High Negotiations Committee says the Syrian government and its allies must lift blockades of besieged areas before it will join the talks, scheduled to begin Friday. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook told reporters Wednesday a small group of U.S. military personnel is in Libya. He says they are looking for partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State terrorist group. Cook said the troops were in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. The United States and China agreed Wednesday to work together to ensure that North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing, stressing the North Korean issue is a high priority for the U.S. government.
Now's the time, we believe, for action that can bring North Korea back to the table. I agree with my fellow minister. There is a goal in sanctions. It's to get to the negotiations.
The talks revealed that the two sides do disagree on whether and what sort of sanctions to use against North Korea following its recent nuclear test. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram. This is VOA News.